The union representing Phoenix police officers is negotiating with the city for a new 3-year contract. In the second part of our series this week from KJZZ's Downtown Bureau, Christina Estes reports that while talks focus on the future, the past remains in the present.
In May of 2014, the Phoenix City Council chambers were packed with police officers and their supporters.
As an officer, we make sacrifices every day.
You caused this, not these police officers.
The city manager said Phoenix could balance its budget without cutting services if all employee groups accepted cuts. The Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, known as PLEA, argued its members should be spared because officers have dangerous jobs and the department was on its 5th year of a hiring freeze.
I'm not seeing a reduction in job duties or risks or sacrifices.
You should do the right thing, even if it means you don't get elected again.
By a vote of 5-4, the council forced a contract on PLEA. It was the first time in Phoenix history leaders imposed a contract on one of its labor unions.
So we're not hiring, we're taking pay and benefits cuts.
Ken Crane was PLEA's vice president then.
This has a net result of demoralizing your police department and your patrol force. Okay, and people start looking for greener pastures.
When Crane was elected PLEA president in 2015, Phoenix was down nearly 650 officers from its peak in 2008. Today, it's about 130 short of the department's goal. Crane says spending more on public safety can pay off with lower crime rates.
People want to move here. Well, it's a good city. It's a safe city. Businesses want to locate here. It's a good city. It's a safe city. And the weather's pretty good too, right? It naturally is going to build and expand your tax base. One follows the other.
The city's human resources department says salary, benefits, and equipment for a first-year officer total $111,000. Neither side will comment on specific wage and benefit requests during negotiations. But PLEA President Britt London says they'd like to see officers with body cameras get a 5% hourly increase.
An officer that's wearing a body camera is different than an officer that is not. Because of some of the realities that could come with the video captured, but also they are, you know, they have to take extra time to download the camera. They're kind of a different set of rules on an officer that is wearing it.
During recent council meetings, some residents, like Maria Sanchez, have criticized the idea.
This is absolutely wrong, and it's unacceptable that we are going to be trying to push this forward without even going to the community and talking to them about this.
Another proposal would eliminate anonymous complaints against officers. Instead, PLEA wants people to sign a complaint acknowledging it's illegal to make a false statement. Luke Black, a frequent police critic, told council members it's a way to keep the public from holding police accountable.
By giving police access to who is accusing them, you open up the possibility for potential retaliation.
London says they want to save officers from the stress of internal investigations sparked by frivolous or false complaints.
Something that is of a serious nature, an accusation, we need those people to come in and make a statement. They may end up signing an affidavit if it went to court. So we would like to, make them have some skin in the game.
About 700 officers are currently eligible to retire. London says it's not only important to attract new officers, but to keep experienced ones.
A veteran officer can probably take care of a situation, and I'm quoting this out of some magazine I read, but about 3 times faster than an inexperienced officer can. So that's a benefit to the community.
The union and the city have until May to reach an agreement. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.